Calvin Valentine.
Welcome to another edition of the KO Show featuring yours truly, Oliver Maroney. Today, we're brought to you by 5-4 Club, the best one-stop clothing shop to your door. They provide wonderful quality clothes at an affordable low monthly cost. I recently got my fifth or sixth box from them, and I am absolutely satisfied with what I get. Some months it's shorts and a tee, some months it's sweater and pants. They have everything, all made to size. Just use the promo code MBA for 50% off. Today, we've got an awesome guest on today. We've been meaning to get him on for a while. Braylon Addison, former Oregon Duck wide receiver, current Denver Bronco. Let's see if I can pull him up here and get him on the line. We're going to bring him on and discuss his career with the Denver Broncos, as well as some NBA, because supposedly he's a pretty big NBA fan as well. Should be bringing him on here shortly. Give him a call. Let's see. Braylon, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, all right. So we've got Braylon finally on the line with us today. How's off season going? Walk me through kind of what you're doing right now.
Going good. Just back at home in Texas, training, just trying to get in the best shape of my life and be ready for camp.
That's a good thing, man. So walk me through what you're doing day to day. Like, what are you doing workout wise? Like, what are you working on every day?
I get up in the morning, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I get up in the morning, and I run like a mile and a half, 2 miles. And then I come back home and just eat a nice little breakfast, and then I study my playbook on my iPad and things like that. After that, I go back on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. I go back for a second session, and either I do some hill works or just do some straight line speed work, and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays I run a mile and a half, 2 miles in the morning, and then around 12 noon is when I get my footwork drills in with the footwork team down here in Houston, Texas.
Gotcha. So talk me through the process of, like, getting drafted, or, like, just going through the draft process. Obviously you didn't get drafted, but take me through that process. It just seemed like it was all over the place. You know, people put you on the third round to the sixth round. Some people had you undrafted. I mean, like, what was your impression? Kind of put into words kind of what that process was like.
It was really a whirlwind. You know, just waiting. That was really what it was, a waiting game, big waiting game.
Yeah.
Like you said, so many people projecting me in different places, and, you know, things didn't turn out how I wanted it to, but, you know, got an opportunity to sign with Denver, and just, you know, I'm blessed to have the opportunity, man. Just the biggest thing was, you know, still having the opportunity to play football, and that's what I've been presenting with, so just trying to take, you know, full advantage of the opportunity.
Certainly, and I mean, you end up on the championship-winning team of last season. Is this kind of a dream of yours? Like, try and describe what it's like to be in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been something I wanted to do since I was a young kid. Always been a dream and an aspiration of mine, just, you know, to be a part of that you know, select few, that 1% of the people in the world is surreal to me. But, you know, it's even more funny that actually my, you know, the team that I rooted for besides the Texans, of course, my hometown team, was actually the Denver Broncos the past couple of years because of Peyton Manning, who's my favorite player. So it's funny how it all worked out.
Is Peyton around? Have you talked to him at all? Have you gotten a chance to meet him or anything like that yet?
No, I have not. I have not just yet. I have not. The word is he's still around in Denver. I know he was around a little bit when they had, you know, the Super Bowl ring ceremony and things like that, but I have not been able to meet him yet.
Man. So walk me through. I'm kind of curious. So after you go undrafted, when did teams start contacting you? Like, was it like right after the draft? Was it? And then kind of what was your decision-making process? How many teams were interested? Were there a lot, and was there a decision to be made at that point? Or
it was around the sixth round. It was at towards the end of the sixth round when a lot of teams started calling me.
Okay.
Denver was one of them, and a couple more teams started calling and saying that you know, a couple teams didn't have any more picks, and then one or two teams just said they weren't. Because a lot of teams didn't draft receivers this year, so, you know, there was a bunch of teams that just signed receivers as free agents and things like that. And, you know, I had a couple opportunities, a couple choices, and, you know, I just felt like Denver was the best fit for me, personally, just as a receiver and then as a return man, special teams opportunities, and just, you know, just the opportunity to play football and keep playing more. I felt like Denver was the best opportunity.
Definitely. I want to go back a little bit and discuss what your life was like previous to Oregon football. When did you think you could play football? Where did that passion or motivation to succeed come from? And then did you think that you'd ever be in the NFL?
You know, growing up, my dad was a big Cowboys fan, so I used to sit around and watch the Cowboys game with him when I was a young kid before I started playing football. I started playing football when I was about five. I actually was supposed to play flag, but my dad gave me, like, a choice because my birthday is late, so I had the opportunity to play flag football up with the six-year-olds and then just stay down for another year. And, you know, I had never seen a flag football game before as a little kid. All I saw was with my dad watch Cowboys games. So I just chose to play tackle football. I told him I wanted to play just like they play on TV. And so I started playing tackle at about five, and, you know, I fell in love with the game ever since then. Always been a dream of mine playing in the NFL. You know, it was only hopes and dreams that, you know, I would get a chance to have this opportunity. So, you know, just to you know, be here now, it's still every day I'm still thinking to myself, like, it's a journey. It's crazy so far.
Definitely. Talk about your Oregon football move, obviously. I mean, how did Oregon football kind of shape you? Who were some of the mentors within the Oregon program that you had? What did they tell you? How did they help you out?
Oregon was a great time for me, great place. Definitely loved people, made friends that, you know, I'll be friends with for life. You know, I got to be coached by great coaches, and who were not just great coaches, but great men also. You know, Oregon was just a heck of an experience for me personally, just to be able to go 2,000 miles away from home and be able to, you know, learn, experience new things, and be able to grow up and get to experience a different part of the world and just be able to, you know, see new things and see how people live on the West Coast and especially in the Pacific Northwest. You know, being from Texas and, you know, seeing how our culture is here. So that was just a big thing for me, just being able to get, you know, adjusted and used to things like that. A lot of the mentors, you know, that I had when I was there was, you know, coming in, it was Josh Huff, guys like Darryl Hawkins, you know, good friends like Anthony Thomas, Kenyon Barner, those guys like that, you know, coming in as a freshman, seeing those guys, you know, kind of lay down the foundation. And, you know, being able to be in contact with guys like LaMichael James and, you know, Dior Matthews and the older guys that were already there and things like that kind of, you know, just helped me be, you know, comfortable, like Mike being – Josh being from Texas, Dior being from Detroit, you know, those guys were, you know, miles and miles away from home, just like I was. You know, it helped me kind of settle in.
Yeah, that's an interesting side of things. Do you have a couple of players that you talk to on a frequent basis that you're, you know, good friends, best friends with from Oregon, or is it more or less you got guys around the league that you enjoy hanging out with? Like, how do you meet the friends that you have?
You know, I still talk to all the time. Me and, you know, my closest friends on the team from Oregon, you know, Dwayne Stanford, Chance Allen, Eric Armstead, Farrell Brown, and Byron Marshall. We all have a big group message, and you know, I'm still good friends with Matrell McGraw. We still talk all the time, and you know, Josh Huff, guys like Dior. I still keep in contact with those guys, man. It's just always good to, you know, have relationships, and you know, relationships go a long way. So when you meet good people and you kind of, you know, cling to each other and, you know, learn stuff about each other and become good friends, it's always good to hold on to that.
Of course, yeah, definitely. I do want to get your take on Marcus Mariota. Just from afar, obviously, everybody sees him as just this extremely humble. He's just a different type of player than most anybody's ever seen as far as how he works and what his attitude's like. Talk to me about Marcus specifically. I mean, what have you taken from him? Have you, you know, basically just give me the rundown of what he's like on a day-to-day basis. I mean, it's what makes him different? What separates him from other players?
I think he's just, he's a guy that he wants to be special. He's a special player, obviously, but a lot of guys have special talent, but he's a guy he wants to be special. I remember the first time I kind of hung out with Marcus when I was a freshman, and I came in the summertime, and, we were all, like, all the guys were sitting in a room playing video games, and, you know, I looked over my shoulder, and I saw Marcus sitting on his iPad studying film, and, you know, it kind of amazed me, because I was just thinking to myself, like, wow, we're all in here playing video games, and, you know, he can have enough focus to just sit there and go over his playbook and things like that, so, you know, from that moment on, I kind of saw, you know, the type of guy he was and, you know, how serious he was about his craft. And, you know, as the people at Oregon saw, you know, that's why it paid off. And, you know, he had the things that he got in his career. You know, he deserved everything that he got in his career. And, you know, he had a solid rookie season in the NFL, too. And there's no doubt in my mind that he'll continue to get better because, you know, he's just a guy that he's going to come, you know, with his work hat on every day. You're never going to get complaints out of him. He's a team guy. You know, he's a good family guy. You know, family, they're people, so, you know, you can see why Marcus is a guy. So.
Definitely, yeah. And then take me through, so I'm sure you got interviewed. I'm sure you went through all the different, like, interview processes when you're getting drafted and going through this draft process in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
What was kind of the craziest interview question that you got? Do you recall any of them that were just kind of a little bit confusing or vague? I've heard stories. That's why I ask it.
the only one I can remember that really wasn't that crazy. It wasn't crazy. It was just the timing of it. I met with the team, and they asked me what was the biggest rainforest in South America, and it just kind of caught me off guard. Cause, you know, like when you go into these meetings, you just in your head, you're preparing for everything. You know, you're trying to, you know, thinking, oh, they might ask me about this, or on this play, why didn't I do that when I was in college, or, you know, why did I miss this homework assignment, or something like that. Like, you're thinking of all the craziness that happened, and then he just asked you, you know, what's the biggest rainforest in South America, and it's like, okay, like.
Yeah, it's a geography.
Those questions, they always catch you off guard with those.
Interesting. Huh. So, on your Twitter, you seem to be a pretty big basketball fan. How long have you been a fan of basketball? I mean, is that just something you enjoy doing in your spare time? Is it a hobby?
Yeah, ever since I was younger. I've loved basketball. That was my second sport in high school. I was a pretty decent basketball player. I played all the way up until after my senior year when I went to college.
Okay.
So I have some good experience in basketball, and I've always been a fan of the game. Kobe Bryant's my favorite player of all time.
Okay.
So,
there you go.
Yeah. I love the game, but I still get some run in every now and then when I can. So,
sure, definitely. Is there do you have any friends that play basketball either in the NBA or in college right now
Yeah, definitely. I got a couple of friends around the league and guys that are just getting in now. Funny, man, the relationships and the people you're able to meet, you know, through sports is so incredible to me.
Exactly.
You know, just being able to make friends since you were kids and being able to make lifelong friends is crazy. Like, I was sitting around and I was thinking, because after the NBA draft a couple of days ago or a week ago, however long ago it was, you know, two of my friends signed with the same team. And I was just sitting around thinking, like, it's so many guys in the NBA right now, in the NBA Development League right now, or even playing overseas right now that, you know, I either played against or that I'm close with, or
sure.
you know, we've had encounters just through basketball. And, you know, just being able to play against those guys. Like, I played against so many guys that are in the NBA right now. It's crazy to think. And I'm over here playing football, and these guys are playing, you know, the most competitive basketball the most competitive level of basketball in the world.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous, and you don't see that too often. I mean, obviously, you just talked about it, that you're in the 1%, and then you've got friends that are also in that 1% or less than 1%. So,
yeah.
What did you think about this year's finals?
I was surprised, man. I couldn't believe it. You know, especially, you know, after, you know, Cleveland being down 3-1, and I just couldn't see a team beating Golden State three times in a row, and especially not closing them out at home. I was very, very surprised, to be honest with you, especially, you know, with the pressure and the moment of it being the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just every game you show up, you know that if we lose this one, we go home. If we lose this one, we go home. Okay, it's game seven. We've won two in a row. Now we got to finish it off. And if we lose this one, then it was all for nothing. So it was definitely, you know, an amazing thing to see.
Did you have a rooting interest?
The first time in history.
Did you have a rooting interest in that?
No, I didn't actually. I just wanted to see a good finals, man.
Sure.
I'm like I said, my team is the Rockets, and Trevor is Kobe. So neither one of those guys were in the finals. So I just wanted to see a good series, and, you know, for a minute there, it looked like it wasn't going to be one. Then, you know, we all got what we asked for, a great series, man. It was amazing to watch.
Exactly. No, definitely. Is there, you know, how do you feel about the Rockets this offseason? Have you kept up with some of the stuff they've been doing?
Yeah. I've seen, you know, we made a couple moves. You know, obviously we lost Dwight, you know, a big part of us. You know, but
yeah.
I'm happy for him to, you know, go home and, you know, try to pursue his championship ring in Atlanta. You know, got Ryan Anderson, signed Eric Gordon. I like those two pickups. We need some more shooters, man.
Yeah.
James Hardy. I think that James Hardy he's just a scorer, but this last year in the NBA in the regular season. So, you know, he likes to shoot, so we need to put some shooters around him. He has a ball and so much attention. We need to put some shooters around him. So I like the Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson pickup. We need to get some more shooters around him.
Definitely. Yeah, I like James Harden a lot, and I think people really underrate him on a lot of other aspects of his game, but that's just me personally. What do you think about this Kevin Durant signing?
I mean, it's funny because me and my best friend, we were talking about it about a couple of weeks ago, and it was just like, you know, when the rumors came out that he was going to visit with Golden State, it was almost like we thought it was a joke. Like, we thought it was like, no way he'll sign with him. You know, it was so far-fetched to me. But, I mean, with KD on that roster, like, even as a Rockets fan, you know, if they are able to get some more pieces around and, you know, get some of the bench back and things like that, 'cause I know they lost a lot of guys to free agency and things like that. If they're able to, you know, kind of to build the bench back up, I got them as a secret. I'm out to represent the West in the finals, man. I think it's going to be a tough team. Steph, Clay, Kevin Durant, and Draymond, and Zaza Pachulia on the floor at the same time, and then bringing Iggy off the bench. And that's how they signed David West. So, I mean,
yep.
Yeah,
that's nasty.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
That's definitely for sure. So I'll get you out of here on this one. Like I said, I really appreciate the time. First of all, I did want to ask you, where can people follow you? Where can people find you if they don't know already?
I'm on Instagram, Braylon_Addison2, Twitter, Braylon_Addison2. Through my Twitter, I've been just recently exposed to Periscope. Like, I hadn't heard about it, you know, recently. But, you know, I've been trying to get on it. I actually like interacting with the fans, man. It's a way to, you know, not being physically in the same place with fans and friends and things like that, and being able to be on
there
and just chat with people. It's fun. I really enjoy it a lot. So, yeah, it's follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, and, you know, be looking out for some of my Periscope
there we
live
go.
Chats.
I'll be retweeting those for you, and anything else we can do to help, we're happy to do so. But I did want to get you out of here on this question here. What's your goal in the NFL? What's the long-term goal for you?
Long-term goal? Like I said, man, it's been a dream to play this game for me, man. And it's been a big dream, honestly. So, you know, I just want to, you know, better myself and, you know, try to play the game as long as I can because I love the game. This is something that I would do for free. And it just so happens that they'll pay you to do it. So I just want to, you know, play this game as long as I can and, you know, try to be the best I can and hopefully put myself in a position to help and support my family.
No, they couldn't have said it any better there. I'm sorry, I'm going to get you out of here on one last question now that I think about it. Have you gotten your first paycheck yet?
We have not. We have not gotten
okay.
the first paycheck.
When you get your first paycheck, what's the thing that you're going to buy? What's the first thing that you're going to try and do? Or am I leaking out a secret here?
no secret. I haven't really thought about it, man. It's just like you sit around and, you know, it's crazy to think about because, like I said, it's something I've been doing for some years for free. And then to think
yeah.
that, you know, I'll be getting a check to play this game, a game that I love so much. I haven't even really just thought about it. I think I'm run outside and go jump in the lake or something when I get the first check. I don't know. I'll probably be too excited. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to see when that time comes. It might be a spur in the moment type of thing.
All right. Well, we'll find it out on Periscope, I'm assuming. So once again, this is
definitely.
Braylon Addison. You can follow him on Twitter at BraylonAddison2. On Instagram at Braylon_Addison2. Thanks again very much for joining us today, Braylon. We appreciate the time.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. And just want to
yeah.
say to all my people back in Oregon, go Ducks. And
there you go.
Also go Blazers. I've become a partial Blazers
okay.
fan now too. So.
Well, we'll have to have you on during the season again, and hopefully we can chat soon.
All right, definitely. Thank you, man.
All right, talk to you soon, man.
All right.
And that was Braylon Addison, Oregon Duck, or former Oregon Duck, current Denver Bronco wide receiver. Great stuff by him. Appreciate the listeners and the time. Once again, this is brought to you by 5-4 Club, best place to find your T-shirts and clothing delivered straight to your door. Just to be clear, you get 50% off your first box when you type in the promo code NBA. That is MBA, the promo code MBA. Get you 50% off your first box. Also want to thank Blog Talk Radio for hosting our podcast and helping us out here. Appreciate the time. And once again, this is the Braylon Addison podcast on the KO Show. I'm Oliver Maroney. Have a good rest of your day.
Calvin Valentine.